7A. Listening.
Anna, the school you attended was quite different from a conventional school, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I went to a Steiner school.
Can you briefly explain to us what that is?
Yes. It's a school that follows the theory of Rudolf Steiner, an Austrian philosopher. The idea is that school should help a child develop the tools to be able to learn what he or she wants to, rather than having knowledge delivered to them. Steiner schools have been around for about 100 years now.
Very interesting. Now, how long were you at the Steiner school, Anna?
I did the lot there, from 4 to 18. I went all the way from kindergarten to A-levels. I got an A-level in art. You know, the Steiner system is heavily focused on creativity and the arts. In general, the question of exams is a bit of a grey area in Steiner schools because, well, they don't really fit into the whole philosophy of it at all.
Yes, I'd heard that. Where exactly was the school you went to, Anna?
It was about 15 miles from my house. My dad used to take us there in his big red delivery van. There were about 10 of us, and he would drive round picking everybody up. This was in the days before health and safety. None of us wore seat belts. In fact, there weren't any seats in the back of the van, so everybody just piled in and sat on the floor. Oh, the school run was a lot of fun. We had a party every morning.
Yes. What about when you got to school?
Kindergarten was great. All the toys were made of natural materials. We had lots of lovely wooden toys. And we did lots of fun activities like singing and baking. But that doesn't mean that we were left to wander around freely. It's quite a structured approach and everything is done for a reason.
What about after kindergarten? What were the classes like then?
The ones I remember most are the art classes because I loved them. By art, I don't just mean painting and drawing. We did things like woodwork and metalwork and lots of crafty stuff like sewing and weaving. No other school would have offered me the same opportunities as I had there, and it totally set me up to do what I do now.
Which is?
I design and make furniture.
Oh.
It's all very hands-on. At university, I studied ceramics. I did a BA in Cardiff and then an MA at the Royal College of Art, London. I use a lot of ceramics in my work, making ceramic lighting and that kind of thing. Actually, all of my peer group ended up doing something creative with their lives. Some went into music and acting. That's the kind of thing a Steiner education prepares you for.
Anna, you have children of your own now. Are you planning on sending them to a Steiner school?
Probably not, no. Although it very much depends on them. The twins are only 2 months old, so I still don't know how their personalities will develop. If I see that one of them is artistic, or that one would benefit from smaller classes, then I might consider it. But in general, I'd rather my kids grew up in the real world.
It sounds as if you have some regrets about your education, Anna.
I'm not sure regrets would be the right word, because a Steiner education wasn't the wrong thing for me. I loved it until I was about 12, when I began to realise that I was living in a kind of bubble and I started to rebel against that. I also wish I could have had more of an academic input in the later years. That would have opened a lot more doors for me.
Anna, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.